weeks ago, my dad calls me up for a little advice. Ida, he says, a friend of mine wants to sell his condo and he's on the third floor. Where does he bury St. Joseph if he doesn't really have a yard? Gee, beats me. Let me do a little research, Dad, and I'll get back to you. Thanks, honey. You've heard of this, right? You want to sell your house, so you bury a statue of St. Joseph upside down in the yard. You do a novena every day for 9 days. St. Joseph puts in a word with the big guy, and you sell your house lickety-split. We did this when Dad put his house on the market a few years after our mother died. Worked like a charm. It was easy to get the scoop on the whole St. Joseph thing back then because we had someone on the inside, my father's sister, Georgiana. She's passed away a couple of years ago now. Georgiana had just had her Jubilee celebration, 75 years as a nun. Georgiana was a sister of St. Joseph, and the statue that Dad buried in his yard was hers, a beautiful wooden one, hand-carved in Italy. Needless to say, with that kind of juju, Dad's house sold a week after the sign went up. Of course, it helped that Irene and me cleaned and decluttered that place to within an inch of its life. Still, it's impressive. With the passing of Georgiana, I'd lost my go-to person on all things Catholic, so I was on my own with the question of St. Joseph and the condo. I decided to go directly to the source, the internet. I Googled Sell House St. Joseph and found tons of stuff. There were lots of websites for Catholic gift shops, of course. Apparently, the St. Joseph house selling kits are one of their most popular items. How can you argue with success, right? There was also a lot of conflicting information on what prayers you're supposed to say once you bury St. Joseph and whether he should be facing the house or the road. But Georgiana told us to put St. Joseph upside down facing the house, so I'm standing by that. My niece Caitlin says it doesn't really matter because it's all about intention. Or to put it a little less woo-woo, choose something and get behind it. After losing a couple of hours on the internet, because that's what happens, you start researching St. Joseph house selling kits and end up ordering a spring tote bag with a matching umbrella and a make-your-own yogurt machine. I reported back. Dad, I says, tell your friend with the condo to get a flower pot. Fill it with dirt and put it outside his door. He's supposed to bury St. Joseph in the pot upside down, facing the condo. And once he sells it, he should put St. Joseph in a place of honor in his new home, just like you did. On Sunday, we had a little family get-together at Irene's for no other reason than to celebrate the fact that spring is just around the corner. After dinner, Dad says, "Oh, you remember my friend with the condo?" "Sure do, Dad."
"6 days."
"He sold it in 6 days?"
"Yep."
"Wow," I says, "once again, St. Joseph comes through." That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.